So we're going to be talking games right now, and one that specifically has come out ahead of the Rugby World Cup, which is Friday. Rugby World Cup is Friday. I can't believe it. And to talk about this from 26 Digital, it's Sam Watson. Morning, Sam.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent stuff. You've taken up a lot of my time over this last week since I've found this game. The game that you've come out with is for iPhones and Android.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's called Retro Rugby.
Yep.
It's possibly one of the most addictive things I've played in a long, long time.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Tell me a little bit about the game, how it all came about.
Yeah, so I work for 26. We are a marketing communications agency, and we make some applications, websites and social media, and one of the things that we do is make apps. I work in the mobile department, and we made this application for our client Bright House.
Right.
So it's to celebrate the Rugby World Cup, because obviously the World Cup started on Friday. It's kind of going to take over the country, and we felt like this was a great opportunity to kind of increase exposure for that client and let people just play something that everyone's going to be thinking about in a quite nice and interactive way.
I like in the game already. Joe's just had a go of it this morning. Joe, what's your score so far?
I've just got a new high score of 30.
Well, that's very good. That's
steady.
That's only 20 away from the wooden spoon. So,
oh really? My high score is 40. I've been playing this a week.
Yeah,
I'm pretty bad then.
I mean, it's really simple, but it gets quite difficult when the defenders start moving about a bit.
Here we go. Whoa, here we go, we're off. Oh, and I've hit the bars already. Basically, it's if people remember flick football, it's kind of like that, but you've got to get a little man over the line.
Yeah. I mean, the idea is, obviously, with it being called retro rugby, it's a bit of a homage to classic 8-bit games.
Yeah.
But, you know, the way that mobile games are becoming popular, people just like those things that you can pick up and play. This is just a very simple, you swipe, try and score a try, try and avoid the defenders, trying to gain extra points.
Yeah, you don't want something that's too complicated. And this is, it's extremely simple, but it's addictive. And it does get hard. Because, like you say, it's the Rugby World Cup, this is going to be quite big over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we were looking around. I mentioned to Darren earlier that we've been playing with the idea of this game for a while, and saw that the Rugby World Cup was coming up this year.
Yeah.
Noticed that there are a few games out there for rugby, but none of them that are very quick pick up and play games. A lot of them are quite, spend a lot of time, maybe quite a lot of money, and this is a free game as well, so it's just one of those things that you could quickly download, play it while you're either on the lav or
exactly
waiting for the
bus. It's a lav game. But that's the thing. I think, you know, quite a lot of time, the games that you can just pick up and have a little go at for, like, say, 5 minutes or so, and then put down and then maybe play again later in the day, those are, I feel as though those are the best ones for mobile phones. If you're going to sit and play a game for an hour and a half, you're going to play your PS4.
Yeah, you might as well play your console. I mean, these games and a few of the games that we've made in the past have all, they've had the idea of just being something to quickly pick up and play.
Yeah.
Maybe quite difficult to put down.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose, look, realistically, everybody wants to get the next Angry Birds.
Or the next Flappy Bird.
The next Flappy Bird. Yeah, exactly. Which was, that was just a, just one kid that
it was,
that,
yeah, that just a chap. I think he was from Singapore, and he actually ended up taking it off because people were so rude about how it made them feel.
Because all you do,
that was so frustrating.
He must have made a fortune.
I think he made $50,000 a day for about a month or something like that. So that's a lot of people.
Wow-wee.
A lot of people are trying to get into that idea of making something that's frustratingly difficult and addictive. But we think we've got a good balance of it's not, I want to throw my phone against the wall.
No,
but I might want to punch somebody who's near me.
As long as it's Joe that's fine, isn't it, really?
Get away with that.
The good thing is it's free as well.
It is free, yeah.
Because you've made it on behalf of a client. I suppose it's great for Bright House as well. Their logo straight there all the time.
Yeah, when it loads up, it's there. I mean, the thing is with this is it's not overtly kind of Bright House. It's something that they wanted to do to to kind of engage with audiences that might not have heard of them before, maybe involved in gaming or
because it's not got adverts all over
no,
it.
No, not at all.
And some, I find that so annoying when you, like, you play a game level and then it loads up an advert and you have
20
to wait,
seconds time. I can understand because that's how they're financing it, but annoying from an end user point of view.
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of brands, a lot of companies do get marketing budget and they like to find innovative ways of getting their brand across and they've come to us and we've got this way of creating a game and it seems like it's doing the right thing of catching people's attention. So that's just a good way of reaching out to people, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Yeah. How long does it take then to put one of these games together on a phone, on an app?
Well, I mean, it depends on how much time you dedicate, the, you know, like, because obviously you might have other jobs in the middle of it, but let's say this one took 6 to 8 weeks.
Really? It's just, that quick?
Yeah. I mean, this one is quite a simple design and mechanic. Other games could take up to 3 months. We made a game last year for the Tour de France, which was Yorkshire's Great Race. Get another plug in there. that one took us quite a long time, actually, because it was a hand-drawn artwork and it was a number of different levels, and that could have been maybe like a 5-6 month project. But these ones, we'd like to look at how we could make simple games and quickly get them to market so that people can react to things like this. So maybe next year we could do something for the European Championships, for instance. So
nice.
Well, that's what I'd like to do anyway.
Okay. No. Well. Good idea. What else can we be looking out for apart from things for from European Championships?
Well, we like the idea of this, and let's hope that this becomes successful, and there may be additional elements to this game because at the moment all you do is swipe to score tries, but there may be the requirement for people to score conversions. Or because obviously that's a union type
that's
thing.
That's the first thing you said, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why can't I kick it?
I said it'd be good to do the tries.
And then
have a conversion after.
Yeah, and that we'll take that down and see if we can put it into an update. But there might be a defending mechanic, you know, rather than attacking.
That'd be good as well.
And I'd be really interested to hear what people thought about that. Your listeners, if they downloaded the game and think what other elements could make this more fun, we'd love to hear that and maybe make some updates in the future.
Yeah.
Because obviously the World Cup is only a month, you know, it takes maybe, is it a month or 6 weeks long?
Yeah, something like that.
About 4 to 6 weeks, yeah.
So hopefully this game could last longer than that and then maybe become a good asset that's
well, rugby's played throughout the year because you've got Rugby Union just kicking off now and then Rugby League.
And we're a Leeds company. We're just based near the train station, and we've got quite a lot of local rugby fans as well. Particularly the guy who's been working on this, Chris, is a massive, massive rugby league fan. And,
really?
Yeah, and he's been championing this game for a long time. So, unfortunately, he's on holiday today because I'm sure he would like to be on the radio.
Oh, bless him. Yeah. Bless him. I'm intrigued as well. I mean, I was quite happy with my top score of 40. I was thinking, I've done quite well there. So what are the top scores?
There's a chap in our office called Connor, and he's got about 197. And we've put it down to youth, if I'm honest.
He's a lot
younger than us, and he's got quicker reactions, and he seems to have a good technique. And
more time on his hands. More
than
197. Yeah. How long did it take him to get 197?
I don't know. I think he might have got dead legs. He'd have been sat there for so long.
What's your top score? So?
Mine at the moment is 73.
73. See, that's pretty good as well.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it does. I mean, even for me, I know all the levels as well, and it gets frustrating. And I could be like,
so it is definitely one of those. If people want to download this for their Android or their iPhone, just available on the App Store now.
App Store, yeah, it's free. It's Retro Rugby, two words. I'm sure you'll be able to find it quite quickly.
That's all I did this morning. Just went onto the App Store, typed in Retro Rugby, and it was the first thing that came up.
Yeah, and then obviously I'd encourage people to share the scores on Twitter. And we've got a bit of a Twitter profile called Retro_Rugby. And then we'll just see if any of your listeners can get some higher scores than our Connor.
Okay, yeah, so 173
is the
target to beat. Oh my God, I'm never going to beat that. It's a great game. It really, really is good. I'll be intrigued to see if anybody screenshots themselves playing it and what their high scores are. That would be amazing. Sam, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
No,
really, really appreciate it. Keep in contact with the
Will
next
do,
game.
Yeah.
We want to know what the next game is.
Yeah.
Cheers, thanks
no problem. Thank you.